There is a myriad of reasons why Americans should be angered by Russian interference in the 2016 election. But rather than being upset with Russian President Vladimir Putin and his government's actions, we should be angry at ourselves for falling into his trap. The hurtful reality is that our inability to think critically, coupled with a 24-hour news cycle that feeds us information that has been orchestrated by foreign agents, doomed us from the start. In February, the Pew Research Center reported that, quote, U.S. students continue to rank around the middle of the pack and behind many other advanced industrial nations, unquote, in science, mathematics, and reading. America even trails some developing nations such as Vietnam on important educational indicators. Be it science, math, or reading, the scores from the Program for International Assessment, or PISA, show that we are producing students who are at best average readers. This lack of education and of critical thinking skills continues into adulthood, a sad fact highlighted by the Week's report that in 2015, only slightly more than 40% of Americans read at least one work of literature, like a novel, short story, play, or poetry collection, in the last 12 months. Unquote. While, quote, 66% of respondents went to a movie or attended a live performance, unquote. We line up for concerts, but not at bookstores and libraries. We Americans simply cannot lead if we do not read. The 2016 election introduced the concept of quote-unquote fake news, which allowed candidates who did not like stories that were being published about them to dismiss them as quote-unquote fake. This created a deeper problem, according to NPR, which reported that many Americans do not know how to process information and how to separate facts from fake news. We follow our favorite television personality and believe him or her blindly. And now add Vladimir Putin to this equation along with his campaign to influence our elections, and we'll see why again we were doomed from the start. According to Senate Intelligence Committee member Mark Warner, there were, quote, upwards of 1,000 paid internet trolls working out of a facility in Russia, in effect taking over a series of computers, which is then called a botnet. If you Googled election hacking leading up to the election and immediately afterwards, you wouldn't get Fox or ABC, the New York Times. What you got is 4 out of the first 5 news stories that popped up being Russian propaganda, unquote. The stream of news these Russian trolls created was extraordinary, an inundation of fake information that swamped the country in which too many of us receive our information from one likely biased source. Coupled with our inability to critically analyze information and fact check, this was a 1-2 punch combination that led to an intellectual knockout. I teach cross-cultural communication at American University School of International Service. On the first day of school, I inform my students that I care more about how they think than what they think. I tell them that I do not care if they are conservative, liberal, or anything in between. I remind them that as university students, they are obligated to put their feelings aside and look at facts. This involves research and the ability to analyze an argument from multiple angles. In the digital age, this approach is critical not just in a classroom, but in our everyday interactions, be they interpersonal or digital. Putin assumed that Americans, for lack of a better term, are narrow-minded. He looked at our crumbling schools, our obsession with entertainment and media in general, over books, and our growing hostility towards having our ideas challenged, and he pounced on an opportunity to sway the election towards a candidate that he believed would be more beneficial for Russia. If we are to ever prevent this situation from happening again, we must think critically and learn to analyze information and separate facts from fiction. We can do this by reinvesting in education and by showing the consequences of accepting information that cannot be substantiated beyond one source. If we fail to do that, we will continue to swell in what Stanford professor Robert Proctor calls the golden age of ignorance. Perhaps the time is now to create a new age, a platinum age of critical thinking, if you will.